Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. Cloud and rain clearing readily to the south early Wednesday morning. Skies brightening with scattered showers during the afternoon and feeling warm in the sunshine. Maximum temperatures around 16 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Sing along to that, can you? Hue and cry, looking out for Linda. What are you laughing at? It's a tune.
I'm more laughing at this. You know, you can never stop singing along to that one.
Then I go into radio voice.
Oh, big time. That was bad.
Oh, that's terrible. 1989. How old were you in 1989?
Minus
not
10.
Born. Not born. Huge thanks to Liz as well for that tee up. A great show from Liz today. Right, what are we talking about? Listen, I can't believe it. We've already had messages in. Gina down at Stables Pies. Dirty girl. She said, morning after curry? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, almost. Can you turn the fan off? It's doing me head in. Just, you know. Yeah, it's like my little Chi Chi. Can you just get me?
I was about to say Chi Chi, but he.
fits me, carry me.
Last night, not had a takeaway for quite some time, have we?
No.
And I said, look, I really do fancy not cooking tonight. Just one of those nights off. And then you hit me with, what's your favourite?
Chicken tikka chili garlic masala.
Can you say it a bit faster?
Chicken tikka chili garlic masala.
From Ribble Tandoori. Mm. And a big shout out to the guys up there. It is absolutely excellent.
You've got to do it, like, for me.
Yeah.
No rice.
Oh, no.
No, I don't bother with rice. Give me some chapatis.
Yeah.
And the curry. And that's it. I don't need anything else.
I know, but you end up with yellow finger syndrome.
Well, it depends how strong your curry is. You just tear bits off. Pick up the sauce, the onions, the whatever's in the sauce and the curry itself and a bit of chicken and just chuck it all in.
It is a bit... I do like doing that.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's eaten properly.
Yeah, it is. However, right, so because I was quite hungry and that classic term, eyes are greedier than your belly, just tell us what you ordered last night for us.
So I got my chicken tikka chili garlic masala. That one. You got a normal, regular chicken tikka masala.
Yeah.
Four chapatis, a keema naan, mixed starter. Oh, so onion bhajis.
That's my favourite. The mixed starter is my favourite. And I think that would do me normally.
Mm.
But then sometimes it's just not enough. But yet the chicken tikka masala is too much. Which is what I said to you. That's why.
Yeah, but that's why I help you finish it off.
Yeah, but you won't let me have any of that. No, in fact, I don't want any of that chicken.
No, I always offer you. Yeah, but you always go, no, it's too spicy.
It is too spicy. Oh, right, let's just replay this then. What did you say this morning when I came into your room to say, come on, let's be having it?
I said, I think it might have been a mistake eating the green chilies that were in the sauce as well. Can just feel a bit of bubbling.
Anyway, big do's and little do's. We're going to be talking about the... that just sounds just a bit wrong, but we'll be talking about the fallout from the curry scenario later on, as well as, of course, we've also got the local and national foodie news, and one that has just knocked me sick. Honestly, why anybody... I can't tell you just yet, because I'm saving
what it. Is.
You probably do. Yeah. Number 11. Have you seen it in the foodie news when you were doing your so-called research? No, I didn't think so.
Number 11 doesn't...
So here's the clue to something that is absolutely ridiculous. I also think it'll be vile. And I also think it'll be a little bit... If somebody said to you, and you go, that's number 11, baby. It's just wrong. Anyway, I'll tell you about it in a sec.
Dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else can speak the words on your lips. Trace yourself in words unspoken, live your life. The rest is still unwritten. Yeah. Oh. I break tradition. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes. Page before you open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one
again, you can get in touch with us. We want to know if you are part of the Breakfast Curry Club. Do you like eating last night's curry?
I don't think we should limit that to just last night's curry.
Sort of like takeaway from the night before. It's really funny because I mentioned it to Sean, just chatting with Sean on the old WhatsApp, which reminds me, if you want to let us know if you're part of the morning takeaway club, please do get in touch, 01200 40 73 72 on WhatsApp, or you can email studio@ribblefm.com. We're looking at those now. So Sean said, he said, I totally get it. He said, you know when you wake up on the sofa?
That's a different kind of circumstance, though.
No, he said, when you wake up on the sofa and your sort of like eyes are all matted together because you've had such a heavy night, your mouth's dry, and you look across to the coffee table, and on it is a can and a pizza box, and you kind of tentatively reach over and go, oh, I really hope there's a slice in here, and you lift the lid and it's there. No! Yes, get in. But the bad side is when you pick the can up and it's so light that you just know straight away there's nothing in it.
On the flip side, I have done very similar, except more previous night preparedness, fallen asleep on the sofa, and when I woke up in the morning, it was an unopened can and a full pizza.
Oh, really?
I'd apparently bought that, thinking, I know what I'll appreciate in the morning. I'm looking out for you here, bud.
No!
So I woke up, and there's a full pizza. I'm like, yes!
But listen,
oh,
I don't care who you get the pizza off. It doesn't matter where, because all pizzas are the same. I don't like them chewy in the morning. So I'm not really a fan of the pizza takeaway the following morning.
Kebab the next morning. Oh.
Now, why is it that the so-called in inverted commas are referred to as like proper dirty junk food,
yeah,
like your kebabs and your curries, are always so good the day after? So, as we were saying earlier, so we had the, I had the mixed starter with a little bit of keema naan, and I was virtually full. I literally finished the keema naan just by dipping it in the tikka masala sauce.
Mm.
Yeah? And so I said to you, I went, oi, yeah, get up. It's 8:10. And so I flew downstairs, put a bit of the news on, catching up on the news, and it's going, I could hear this voice going, oi. I'm like, what's going, oi. Smell up, mate. And I looked to my left, and there was this foil container with the paper lid on it, reclosed, and I thought, I can't. I just can't.
Of course you can.
I did.
Yeah, I bet you did. And I bet there wasn't much chicken left either, because I know I was picking at it.
Were you?
Yeah.
Little monkey. I wondered why there were only two or three pieces left. So you'd left a full chapati, right? Mm. This is... you need to understand, this is breakfast. So I nuked the chapati in the microwave.
Quarter past eight in the morning.
Yeah. Nuked the chapati for about 30, 40 seconds. So that was nice and soft again. And I was like, can I really do this? And the minute I peeled back that paper lid, and it's just there, that deep, rich, red colour of a chicken tikka masala. So I was very tentative, though.
Yeah.
Dipped the chapati in and had a bit of sauce. And I was like, oh.
Now, I've got a bit of a question. Do you think certain curries lend themselves more to morning snacking?
Well, we've been talking about this on, because obviously both foodies, we both cook quite a lot. And you know how we talk about making something the night before for the day after, because the flavours develop so much?
Yeah.
What you've got to remember is, and I'm sure it's the same for a lot of other curry houses, but Ribble Tandoori make everything fresh right in front of you.
Mm.
Okay? So I got the thought train of that in the morning, it's had chance to develop those flavours.
Mm.
So there are a lot sort of, not, I wouldn't say strong because they're not obnoxious, but the flavour hit in the morning. But I'll give you a tip. Whatever you do, don't brush your teeth before doing it.
Oh, no, what I was getting at is
Colgate Super.
Chicken
tikka masala.
No, well,
oh no!
If you had an onion bhaji, it'll be like the mint yogurt.
The mint yogurt. Oh, and that is the tasty bit as well.
Mm.
I think we might have to do a little bit of a what do they call it? A round robin of the curry houses in Clitheroe.
Mm.
Try them all, and then we'll decide which one's best. And that's another thing. I know Mark's listening down at the Artisan Bakers on Whalley Road, because they always have us on in there. Mark, what about a curry pie? Can you imagine chicken curry in a pie?
Yeah, like a chicken pizza pie.
Gina and Callum, you know, what about a chicken curry pie? Oh, my goodness, that'd be insane, wouldn't it?
Bombay pie.
I'd eat that in the morning.
Bombay potato.
Ooh, for the veggies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not even for the veggies. I'd have that anyway.
Would you?
Yeah.
Can it not be a bit dry, though, that?
Well, no, because you get a butter pie and that's not.
No. No, 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 no. Sacrilege. Butter pie is lovely. It's sumptuous. It's it's got loads of gravy in it.
Well, you do a bit of the similar process and just add the Bombay seasonings instead of...
That's true. So, basically, today's question is, are you a morning after takeaway fan? We are undoubtedly morning after takeaway fans. Now, coming up, we have got that absolutely ridiculous thing. And the second clue I'll give you is KFC. All right? So, it's called number 11, and it's KFC. Okay? We'll talk about that. And then we'll also talk about youth. I don't know if we should keep the name a secret, but you found a new little pub not too far from here that is an absolute gastro delight, haven't you? So we'll be talking about that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But still to come, a little bit of Dexys, a little bit of OMI or OMI. I'm old. I was thinking of OMD. That's what I thought it was at first. One of my favourite tracks of all time, being a little bit of a pop fiend. We've got some steps coming up as well when we come back.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Why should you use Ribble Valley Checkered Flag in Chatburn? Here you'll find a team of friendly mechanics who offer advice on any issues and can even plug into your vehicle and diagnose any blinking lights on your dash or find those knocks and rattles. Whatever it may be, we're sure to find it. With payment assist, those unexpected repair bills can be paid off in 4 interest-free payments. So you can be on your way in no time with no worries. Ribble Valley Checkered Flag, Chatburn. Find us on Facebook at Ribble Valley Checkered Flag or give us a call on 01200 441 221 for any queries.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over 2 decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicles secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
Someone
24 minutes past one on this Wednesday afternoon, and how glad are we that the weather's picked up a little bit? Yesterday, nipped over to Burnley, and in Burnley yesterday it was 20 degrees. I think we had 18s and 19s here in the Ribble Valley, so barbecue weather is upon us.
No, I think it's going to disappear again by the end of today.
No, bank holiday weekend, it's supposed to be fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so maybe the old barbecues will be getting dusted off this weekend. Speaking of barbecues and barbecue burgers. So, the thing that I find quite ridiculous, in fact, ridiculously ridiculous, is KFC are launching a new burger. Now, when somebody says burger, I'm expecting a beef burger, hamburger, whatever. But this isn't, is it?
No, it's a chicken burger.
Yeah,
it's KFC.
I get it. So, what? A bit of meat inside a bun.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It is a classic KFC burger that they are bringing back for a limited time, as always.
Like they all do. Yeah. Which makes you want to go and get one before it finishes.
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, I'll read you the description. If you ask me, it's just the same stuff as always.
Have they just added a few extras or something?
Yeah, it's the
right,
same.
Come on, what's on it?
Okay. You ready? The new limited edition Ultimate Barbecue Burger features an original recipe fillet smothered in smoky barbecue sauce, layered with crispy onions, cheese, creamy burger dressing, and crunchy lettuce. All sandwiched between a brioche style bun with unmistakable barbecue grill marks.
Do you do adverts?
Yes.
You should do. That was read like an advert. Right, so that's not the ridiculous bit. I don't think you know. Oh, my goodness. You knew he's going to be whinging now, don't you?
Oh, I do, yeah. So I'm going to apologise right now for my part in this. No. You've got your own part. This apology goes out to Blenky down at Checkered Flag. We know you're probably starving about now, and we're on about KFC.
He's always hungry.
Yeah, so shout out to you and all the boys down at Checkered Flag. But, you know, I apologise for making the hunger worse.
But do you know what? I don't think he'll take part in this. Jason would. Are you ready? So this is the ridiculous thing. To coincide with the release of this new Supreme Chicken Burger, KFC are releasing a perfume. Yeah?
A what?
A perfume.
Perfume.
Called Number 11, which obviously correlates with the number of herbs and spices in our...
Imagine herbs and spices.
Yeah, right? And hang on a second, I just need to bring it up on my phone. And it says, the new KFC fragrance with notes of smoky wood and charcoal. The perfume, named Number 11, is launching to celebrate KFC's new limited edition menu item, the Ultimate Barbecue Burger. Right, so you're going out Saturday night and you go, oh, just which one should I put on tonight? I know. Yeah, and you go out smelling like a burger. Who in their right mind, in their marketing department, thought that that was a good idea?
People that are like on a night out and they get a bit peckish and then they smell a KFC and they're like, where's that smell coming from?
Do you know what I'd be tempted to do though? I'd be really tempted. Imagine, right, it's about 11:30, you're at work and you call Blenky, right, your head's inside a car trying to get to this part that's in the middle of nowhere, yeah? Imagine if Jason or Si sort of like had a bottle of perfume and just went just behind him so he starts to drift.
And then I know he can smell his KFC.
Oh, he can smell his KFC.
You're just being harsh now. You're just being harsh.
I'm not. I just think it'd be really funny. But no, I really don't get that. Sort of.
Part of me thinks I kind of want it to smell like KFC because I think that'd be funny. And it'd be like, what were they thinking? But part of me also thinks, I don't think it's just going to smell like KFC.
No. It's almost on, it should be on the same shelf as, not Trump spray. Not spray. Shouldn't it? Because it'll just be ridiculous. Whoever would spray that on themselves before going anywhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm assuming it doesn't actually smell like the restaurant.
It says in there charcoal and smoky. So, does that not...
Just go stand next to a fire.
Yeah.
Trust me, that smell sticks around a bit longer.
I have to say this really quickly. when we went out for something to eat a few weeks ago,
yeah,
there is nothing worse when you go out and somebody's on the way in that's just been outside for a fag. Mm. Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. Somebody, do you know what? Maybe somebody like, I don't know, one of the cigarette manufacturers will come out with a perfume as well. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you scratching now?
What are you on about?
You scratching.
I've got an itch. I'm sorry.
The Food and Drink Show, we will be back. And, oh my goodness, there is a new competitor to Spoons. Going to be telling you all about it when we come back.
Motivation. My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretend? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She's always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She falls like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm the wizard of love. And I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Feel like cheating, I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
I do, I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Omi and Cheerleader. Right, just to nail the lid on the curry thing.
Still.
Right, hang on a sec. Just to nail the lid on it. Drinks with curry. Now, one of the stalwarts of the drink cabinet when you go for a curry is root become mango.
Yeah,
it just works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I was thinking last night, and we didn't have any, one of the other drinks that goes so well with a curry, whether you've been out or not, I think if you just go for a curry and you've not been anywhere else, a really good ice-cold lager. Obviously, drink aware and all the rest of it, drink responsibly.
Well, yeah.
But it just works, doesn't the flavours work?
It does.
And for me, my favourite, without doubt, Cobra.
Cobra or Tsingtao?
No, that's Japanese.
It's Chinese.
Chinese, then. Yeah. All right, sorry.
Well, it's not Japanese.
Wrong
country. It might not be Chinese. But anyway, right, okay, you're done.
Oh.
Now, you're done.
Okay.
Right, curry's lid shut.
Why do you get so bossy? Honestly.
Because...
Right, go on.
Shut up. Yeah, exactly, says you. Must be genetic.
Right, we shall be back with the news about the Spoons alternative. Now, Spoons is popular. I get it. Mm. Cheap, simple, cheerful. But there's a few just closing down at the minute. It's not happening for them, is it? And is there a thing about toilets are always in a really hard place and spoons? Is that like a known thing?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. So we'll be telling you about that as well as catching up with the national foodie news here on the Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM.
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Taking pictures or video with your phone? Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home, or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant, maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Constant craving. Talking of constant cravings, whenever a building's gone up for rent or whatever in Clitheroe, particularly the old, what was it called? Piccolino's. People always say, like, spoons and stuff should get that, don't they?
Yeah.
There is an alternative to spoons that is billed as being the food is twice as good. The setting is just incredible. And it's a company called Loungers. And very much like spoons, each building has got its own name already.
Oh, right,
now,
okay.
Now, at the minute, they have 220 cafe bars across the UK.
That's quite a lot.
That's a lot. But get this, 600 new bars this year.
Wow.
Okay? So at the moment, they are opening at roughly a bar every 10 days. Now, there's quite a lot down south. But I think the big thing about it is, firstly, that the food is cooked by chefs. It's not sort of like
prepackaged.
Like stick it in a heater, stick it in a under a grill or whatever. This is all cooked by staff, but they've kept the prices reasonable, so it's on the same level as spoons.
Have we got some of the prices there?
No listing on prices, but the locations inside, the way they're done out, are really plush, a little bit, more upmarket. On the list of potential locations for this year, the ones local to us are Skipton, Blackburn, Burnley, and Preston. So, very soon, we could be looking at, something a little bit different. Now, I can honestly say I've never, ever been in a Spoons and had something to eat. Have you?
Yeah.
And?
You know what you're getting. You don't expect anything good.
As an example, what did you have?
It was just a burger.
Really?
Yeah.
Acceptable or not? Obviously not.
No, there's a difference here. It's acceptable for a Spoons burger.
Right.
When you say, I'm having a Spoons burger, you know what you're getting. It's not going to be good. I'd rather have a Mackey's. But, you're there and the drinks are cheap.
Is that what it's about? Is it about cheap drinks? It's so you cheap, go there early.
It's cheap drinks and stomach lining that's passable. I'd say that. I think unless you're on a highly restricted budget and you want some of the food that's there, I can't honestly say, depending on circumstances, of course, but I can't honestly say, let's go and treat ourselves and have a Spoons.
Yeah, no, you're not going to use it in that terminology, are you?
No.
Now, kind of like as a parallel to talking about this, you've actually found an incredible place, haven't you?
I have.
I don't know, and I know this may sound really selfish, but I don't know if we should share the name of it. I think we should talk. I think we should talk about what it was like.
Yeah.
So you went with Brooke.
Yes.
And it's. Tell us. It's a country pub.
It is a country pub. It is just off the beaten track, so it's not too far away.
Don't say the name, please.
I know. I'm trying not to.
hang on. Sorry. Just a quick update. Lisa's just messaged me, Lisa Barker, said Chorley having a lounge.
Ah.
So the ones that they've mentioned in Skipton, Blackburn, Burnley, Preston...
Yep, will be new.
Will be the new ones.
And the lounge.
Cheers, Lisa.
Chorley. Oh, no.
See, she always keeps us up to date.
Thank you very much, appreciate it. So this place, just off the beaten track, but the setting is gorgeous. It's right next to this little churchyard. It's secluded, but yet the furnishings inside and are clean, the plush, it's nice, but the food is what matters the most.
Right, so go on, what did you have?
So we had a bit of like a little pick and mix sharing thing going on.
Yeah.
We ordered, gotta be, beer batter, onion rings.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Just
not little tiny things, though,
they
please.
They were huge. They were probably, I don't know, 6-inch diameter.
Oh, yes. Big onion rings.
Onion rings.
And not that powdered onion inside. Was
no,
it proper?
Bits of onion. Which sometimes is a good and sometimes it's bad, because sometimes you bite into an onion ring and you pull the whole onion out in one go. But, no, they were cooked nice. They were cooked perfectly, in fact. And when you bit into it, it didn't sort of string together and pull it all out. So it was good. I had some roast lamb croquettes.
Oh, so this is, would you say it was a little bit high-end? Is it expensive?
It's very high-end food.
Yeah.
Not high-end price.
Wow. So it's like...
It is a bit pricier than, like, your average...
Oh, come on, I need to know. What else did you have? You can't just have the tooth.
We had... Oh, it was a haddock sausage roll. So I know you're saying, like, oh, it's a sausage, how could it be... No, it was the pastry of a sausage roll...
Yeah.
...with this fillet of haddock in the middle.
Oh, my goodness.
And the sauce that came with it, I don't know what it was. I honestly don't know. It was sort of like a...
Are you all right, Blenky?
Oh, I know. It was smoked... Oh, sorry, forgive me, smoked haddock.
Wow. Love smoked
Incredible.
Haddock. Love smoked haddock.
Yeah. What else did we have... Oh, there was something else. But then the main part, which is why I can't think of anything else, because all I can think about is this.
Yeah.
Was Highland Scottish mussels in a cider liquor.
Oh, gee.
Creamy cider liquor.
Yeah.
It was off the charts.
Like, wow.
Mind-blowing. Because you normally think of mussels in a white wine liquor.
Before I try and extract it out of you,
yeah,
obviously I know, but, you know, just for sort of like scenario that we're talking about it, how far away is this place?
It's a small drive.
Right.
It is perfect for a weekend where you're going, let's just go for a drive, grab some lunch.
So it's more of a lunchy place,
do you
think?
Oh, no, the evening menu's phenomenal as well.
All right, but, okay.
It was just an example of, it's within range to drive too easily.
Well, I know, because obviously I know where it is. It's about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But 40 minutes on nice roads,
isn't it? That's why I say you're going for a drive. It's part of the experience is you're driving on nice roads to get there.
You just know, don't you, that everyone's going to be going, just spit it out for goodness sake.
Right.
Don't you?
Yeah.
So what's it called?
It's called the Martin Arms.
Not Martin.
No, that's just my language.
All right,
right,
okay.
Leave me alone. Martin Arms. And it's in Ingleton.
So literally, so many routes from the Ribble Valley to get there, aren't there?
Oh, yeah.
Over the tops, past stops,
I'm
and into Bentham.
Bikes, on the motorbike, so it's, you know, you choose your path. More specifically for the route there.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of routes to get there. But just the drive over, whichever one you take, is just a lovely, relaxing drive.
I am very envious, particularly
of... Yeah, because you didn't come along.
I know. Particularly of the main dish that you mentioned.
Yeah, but the puddings as well. I didn't mention the puddings yet.
Oh, goodness. Go on.
So, Brooke had the waffles, which... blew me away. The stack was massive. It was like the big circle ones that must have been a good nine inch diameter, but cut into quarters and stacked on top of each other with ice cream, whipped cream, fruit, chocolate. It, blown away. Did try a bit. Very good. But I had the homegrown orchard apple crumble with red summer berries.
I'm in Blenky's group right now.
With the reds. So I'm going through this crumble, which was a good portion, and it was with creme anglaise, not custard.
Right.
So it's nice.
Posh custard, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there was, like, lumps of strawberry and all these berries, and, give me. In fact, what are we doing after this?
Okay, so we got time. Well, that sounds amazing. So the Martin Arms at Ingleton is our foodie recommendation.
If you haven't been before...
of the year.
Yeah, go.
Right.
You must try it.
No, I get that. I get that 100%. That's it, buddy. Thank you so much for telling us about that. And thank you to you for being with us today on the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM. Obviously, we'll be back next week. Andy Hilbert is up next with brunch. Enjoy this weather and have yourselves a fab Wednesday. We'll see you next week.
There's a place in my heart when it all comes crashing down. Anytime I hear your name out in public, there's a place that I go every time that you're in town. It's just me in my knots, in my stomach. And it's true, it wasn't easy getting over you, but that's just what I had to do. We'll be right back.
And Nancy, so sexy, almost evil. Talking about butterflies in my head. I used to think that happy endings were only in the books I read. But you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase. And as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So, butterfly, here is a song, and it's sealed with a kiss. And the thank you, miss. Come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come and dance with me, come and dance with me. Come and dance with me, come and dance with me. Come and dance with me, come and dance with me.
I sold my soul to the devil for a designer, they said, go to hell. But I told them I don't wanna. If you know me well, then you know that I ain't going, cause I don't wanna, I don't wanna, I don't wanna die. Yeah.